hey y'all, how y'all doing? I pray everybody is in good health, enjoying some of this cool air, saw the snow. I just wanted to reach out to you guys today with a little word, a little message, you know, a little something I can share. Some things I've been growing through, not just now per se. This is something that I noticed in my life that has been one of those things that kind of stuck around. First and foremost, it's your girl Meechu B. I'm sorry, you guys. It's your girl Meechu B. How y'all doing? Oh, we at the Beloved House. We here now. What's up? Let's talk. Like I said, it's one of those things that have constantly come up in my life. And for me, when things constantly show up in my life or pop up, it's because there's something attached to that. So that's why I chose to have this conversation today with you guys. Because the message comes from the topic of, that's just my baby daddy or that's just my baby mama. And everybody doesn't like to be referred to as a baby mama or a baby daddy. There are some people that feel like there's a certain stigma attached to either or. And I want to talk to you guys in a couple of segments about the stigmas that come with these, I guess, titles. I was having a coaching session with someone that kind of brought this up for me. So we're going to talk about it. And I also have a guest with me today. Yeah, you guys, I have a guest, an actual guest. And you might hear some noises in the background. Don't mind that. Don't worry about that. We got a few things being taken care of as we speak. But I have my friend and nail tech, Angie, here with me. And I'm not going to lie, you guys. My spirit asked me to include her on this conversation because I've been planning this conversation for a little while. But my spirit asked me to include her on it because I have some other guests as well. So stay tuned. But when spirit asked me to include her, I really truly didn't know what was going to come. You know, what her opinion or thought process may be surrounding this certain topic, and neither did I need her opinion or however she felt to be similar to mine. I just wanted a difference in opinion per se. So about this baby mom, baby dad thing, one of the questions is, and the question that I asked her was, show me a woman that will allow a man to be consistently in her child's life regardless of his inconsistency with his financial obligation to that child. And I know that was a whole lot. And I'm going to try to repeat it. But show me a woman that's okay with allowing her child to have a consistent relationship with the father in spite of his inconsistent financial obligation. That's the best I can get it out, you guys, because I can hear it. Because in my own experience, I haven't seen a lot of women that are willing to be that patient or understanding with men because of whatever they've grown through with them in the past, either between them or just even with the financial obligations surrounding the child. I noticed that a lot of women say, well, it's about my child, but when it comes to their feelings, they say that they keep them out of the mix, but if it's about your child, why are your feelings about that person even as relevant enough to make you want to keep the child away from them? Because a lot of times that's all it is. Things that haven't been, you know, accounted for yet. Anywho, Angie, I'm going to ask you, we're going to go back a little bit. I'm going to ask you the question, and I want you to repeat some of what you told me earlier, but add in, you know, whatever you see fit as well when it comes to this relationship between baby mamas and baby father, and tell us how it's relevant to you, if you don't mind.
Well, I think that a child should never be kept from a father just based on the premises that it's unable to meet its financial obligation, only because, you know, everybody goes through different times in their lives where they go through rough times, even the moms, even exactly. Being a single mom, you know, and having to raise a child on your own, you know, brings you to situations where you have to, you know, really figure things out on your own.
Right.
And you expect compassion from the rest of the world, and you expect, you know, the world to want to help you just because you're a single mom and you don't have the help that you would have if you were to have a partner in your life. I feel like, yes, a father has a financial obligation that he has to meet. But at the same time, are you making the decision to do this based on how you feel about this man or based on the child's necessity? You know, money is not necessary to have a relationship with a child.
Right. I totally agree.
Because if you were to live with this man in the same house, right, mm-hmm. and this man was unemployed and you were the one being the breadwinner, are you going to keep him from seeing his child in the same home that he lives with him?
Because he's going through because hard times at that moment?
Exactly. No, you're going to stick to your man, and you're going to foster that relationship with, you know, with the child, between that dad and the child. So I've been both. I've been the baby mama, and I've been the wife of the man with baby mama issues, if you know, we want to call it that.
Okay.
I've gone as far as being married, you know, to someone else, and still find ways to take my daughter to prison to go see her dad, whether he wanted to see her or not. Mm-hmm. But I still did it because I thought about my baby, you know. Right. I thought about how much she loved her dad, and although he wasn't in her life, she still had this image of her dad that I didn't want to disrupt. You know, I wanted her to grow up to think, okay, yeah, he messed up. He made some bad decisions.
He was human.
But he's paying his debt to society, you know. And that's something that's very hard for a lot of people to understand.
That's right.
I can tell you that my ex-husband would take her to go see her dad when I couldn't. You know, we worked as a team, even though her dad wasn't there providing anything financially because he was incarcerated. That was still her dad, you know, and she still needed him in her life. Whether he wanted to be a part of her life or not, she needed him. So at that point, it wasn't even about me or him. Mm-hmm. It was about her need as a child, and her right to have her father in her life. So I went above and beyond to make sure that, you know, that she had that. And so did my ex-husband. You know, we both worked together to make sure that she was able to see her dad and, you know, be able to have those moments with him. I've taken her to go see her dad in rehab. You know, if it was permitted, because, you know, there were days where he couldn't, you know. He was drugged or, you know, was going through something and couldn't see her. But when he was able to be with her, I made sure that I did my very best to foster that. In the case of being the wife on the other side, I think that's a very touchy subject because a lot of women think, oh, you know, that's his kids. I don't have to worry about that. He's the one that, you know, laid and made them. That's not none of my concern. No.
That's true.
When you marry a man that has children, they become your children.
That is right.
So, you know, being on that side where he refused to pay child support because he felt as though that his money wasn't going to be used wisely, you know, I was that one that, okay, you know, you're having issues and disagreements with her, but that doesn't mean that you stop being a father. So, you know, I've been the one that have paid child support to keep the peace.
That's right.
I've been the one that has gone and picked up the babies to keep the peace.
That's right.
So just in just putting it in perspective, at the end of the day, you can feel how you want to feel about this person.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change that they're the father of your child.
That's right. It doesn't change that at some point you both made a choice to parent this child. It's a child that never got the choice.
Exactly. So that's who has to be taken into consideration. The child. Not nobody else's feelings. Not how you feel about it. You know, and that's just, you know, how I feel about it.
Right. Understood.
You know, and it takes forgiveness because...
That's right.
I didn't want to go and take my daughter. I used to say, but why do I have to do this? You know, he's the father. He's the one that should be, you know, trying to show some interest in being in her life.
So you did feel that other side of that as well?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you did all
that?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I felt very angry because I felt like he didn't want to have, and he didn't. He didn't want to have that relationship with her. You know, I don't know if it was because of his addiction, or the things that he was doing. Maybe sometimes I think that he was involved in some things that were dangerous and mm-hmm. he might have been doing that to keep her safe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's you go through the motions and you have to heal, you know?
Right.
And you have to heal as you're taking care of these babies.
That's right.
But you have to, at the end of the day, you have to put yourself to the side and really dig deep and think what is in this child's best interest.
Right.
Not mine.
Right.
Not how I feel. Not right. whether, well, I don't like his new wife. Like, I don't right. want him to go over there. No. You should put your feelings to the side and just be who you decided you were going to be when and you decided to keep that
that's
baby.
That's right. And meet them where they are. Because
exactly.
it's not just you. Even if you're just the primary caregiver, it's still not just you. A part of this child's life, because I hear a lot of women say my child, like as if because that person hasn't met your idea of their financial obligation, mm-hmm. they're insignificant now. I had a person tell me that, like, I'm like, that's not fair because they can't meet your idea of what they should be doing financially. That makes them insignificant.
Exactly.
Like, no, that's not right. I bet your child doesn't feel that way.
Exactly.
So they're just as significant as you. And like you said, Angie, that's when we have to learn to move our own feelings out of the way. Now, you said something about the other woman, because you've been the wife and I've been the wife. From my own experience, I can say I have been the one to even help with, you know, child support, help with child legitimation, help with... different things help with bringing daddy home, period. However, we got to get daddy. Let's see how we can get daddy home. But I also realized in this process that it has to be given time and space for this person to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of us didn't have a father. So we don't really per se know or have the blueprint of being a father. We just need time and space to figure it out and a little patience and understanding on the other parts, you know, from the other parties too. Mm-hmm. Because, see, a lot of women feel as though, well, if you're not obligated, if you're not financially meeting the obligation, then you're not being a father.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know that can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be true because even when you go to work, do you cover every aspect of your job every single day?
No, you don't.
So does that make you any less of who your job description says you are?
Mm-hmm.
No. And this is, a father is a job. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
It's a position. A position of some significance, of a whole lot of significance. You know?
I think as women, we fail to realize, you know, how much our men, how much pressure they're under.
You better say it.
I think we fail to realize that there's a pressure to be a good father, a pressure to be a good husband,
a good man,
first and foremost, a good son, you know, a good churchgoer.
And
you
a
know.
Lot of them don't have a blueprint. They mm-hmm. figuring it out at the same time, figuring out who they want to be for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you really expect a person to do more for you than they can do for themselves?
Thank you.
That's selfish as hell.
And let's give them some credit, you know. yeah, you do have the man that, and you know, that struggle with certain areas of their life.
Right.
You know, that they're not, you know, financially stable.
But it's not our place to
irresponsible,
judge.
But exactly. You know, at the end of the day, if you have a man that is trying and you have a man that is there, then he may not have all the money in the world that you would want him to have. But if that was the case, then you should have looked to marry a millionaire. Someone that could guarantee that for you.
And that's
don't marry the potential. Marry who you're seeing, who they're showing you that they are. And I think that's where we fail a lot.
And that's where accountability has to come in place. Because listen, lady, we have more control over our bodies than anything. So we have a choice to whether we want to choose and allow you to open yourself up enough to receive a seed. Mm-hmm. It's a choice. You could have kept your legs closed. You could have not laid down. You could have left it at just making out. You know what I'm saying? It's a choice. You could have put on a raincoat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you open yourself up to all of the possibilities, understand a lot of responsibility comes with that. And I see a lot of women take it and make it into blame. Oh, he did this. He didn't do that. He did this. He didn't do that. Well, I thought this and I thought that. But baby, it didn't happen that way. Okay, so now that we are where we are, hold yourself accountable so you can move past a lot of that hurt. Because a lot of women don't realize if you could just say, okay, I'm still in love with him. Or okay,
Be honest with yourself that you can move on.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I still got feelings for him. Okay, I'm still mad for him when he came up short here. Okay, I'm still mad about that. Okay, I still need time to heal from this. I need time. Be honest, because that's all it is. That's what's missing. That's what's blocking and creating resistance in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of honesty, yet you're still blaming. A lot of people grow through things in life, and instead of holding themselves accountable for where they are, it feels better to cast blame.
And yeah, because you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror and see where you failed.
And you think you're lying to yourself, but I said it on another one of my segments. If you think you can look in the mirror and lie to God, keep trying it.
Because
when you're looking in the mirror and lying to yourself, baby, you're thinking you're lying to God, and you can't. Because it's going to keep popping up. It's going to be plenty of reminders to remind you of the lie that you're trying to tell. Because you can't lie to God. And God is within you. It's the same dwelling place. It's just a lot of, let's own up. Let's normalize owning up to where we are.
Normalize accountability.
I've been trying to tell them, Angie.
Let's normalize healthy relationships. I feel like people just live in this world where they've romanticized what marriage is, what relationships are.
But listen, it was done unintentionally, because a lot of us did relationship based on what we saw, based on what we've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us ain't had a real blueprint, so we don't really know.
Yeah, but once you know, you do better. Once you know, you gotta do something about it.
You see how you say once you know better, but guess what? A person can know and still not be able to accept.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. Because you know better, but you ain't ready to accept it. Because in your eyes, you don't know if it's better, because you want what you want.
Mm-hmm. Right? And whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you get what you want, it's whatever.
You good. As long as you can get what you want. But what if that was a blessing on the other side of letting go and allowing things to naturally unfold?
Yep.
And you taking your perception out of the way long enough for God's Son, Spirit, Universe to show you what's in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're blinded a little. We all be blinded. It's okay.
I mean, we all go through those moments.
We
all go through very selfish moments, too.
That's right.
We've been hurt in so many different ways that you go through a moment that it's like, you know what? If it doesn't feel good to me, I'm not doing it.
Right. But you also got to be honest with yourself about why it doesn't feel good. Because sometimes that thing can not feel good because you're feeling your feelings about something.
Yep.
So that don't mean it's wrong. The thing is wrong. It means you need to come to terms with what you're really feeling.
Yep. Like I tell you all the time, you go through things, you allow yourself to feel it.
Yep.
And move on.
You don't
dwell on it. That's part of growing.
It is.
You got to feel it, release it, and let it go.
Keep it moving.
And go back to the beginning. Okay, where was I? What do I need to do in order for me to get to that place where I'm who I am?
That place of peace, first and foremost, within yourself. Stop holding grudges. Mm-hmm. Stop holding grudges. Stop expecting somebody
to
meet your expectations of what they need to do in their life. Stop allowing that to be the reason why you hold a grudge against this person, as if this person has no say for their own lives.
Or if this person is responsible for your happiness.
That part.
Ain't nobody responsible for your happiness but yourself.
Okay, here's another touchy one. Even when it's involving the children, because they're not just yours, there's that person that you laid down, whether you want to admit to it or not. And a lot of times I hear women say, you know, well, I'm doing this to protect my child. Well, I'm doing this, I'm by any means necessary. Okay, understood. You ain't wrong for wanting to protect your child. But again,
that's that. Are you that really protecting the child?
There you go.
Or are you protecting yourself? Or thinking that you're trying to protect yourself?
And you let that be the reason or excuse for you for your behavior. Mm-hmm. All right now, Angie. All right.
That's very true. That's just being honest.
It is.
Like, are you doing this because really is in the best interest of the child? Or because this is what you want to do? Either because you want to be petty. Mm-hmm. And you're not over this person, and you this is what we're going to do because this is the only way that I can control him.
Right.
Because you feel like you lost control of him. So now, now you need to find a way to get that control back. Right. And you think you get it by controlling him with your children.
You know, that's what they have been doing for the last 20 years of my life. Women that I realized that in a relationship, for some reason, I don't know why, maybe it's for me to talk about it to this day right now. And I'm going to have a series on this. So this is just the first episode. Because we're going to get different opinions about this. It comes a time where you have to just be honest and realize that you have been trying to control the situation by using your child as the one to control that man. I have seen it over and over and over and over. And each time the women were, it just seemed like you just trying to take up him. No, babe, I'm just trying to give you a different perspective that you refuse mm-hmm. to look at.
Yeah, because it's not your way. It's not what you want.
That's right.
It's not what you need for your sanity.
And that's what they say. That's exactly what they say. But they don't realize, baby, you're still talking about you. Is it about you and him or him and the child?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about your relationship with the child.
Right. Of course you want things to be consistent. We all want things to be consistent, but do things always happen the way we want them to?
Hell no.
Okay then. So why are you at this very moment wanting to use this child to control that man as if he has no other, you know, I don't understand it. And I guess I do. I do. I just wish more women would be able to admit, okay, it's my feelings. Okay, let go of this. Okay, I still got that to work on. Baby, I can accept that because the truth, me, I can stand and straighten it. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But baby, the truth is the truth.
Stand in your truth.
Stand in your truth. I eat, sleep, and my truth. Whether it hurt or not.
And I'm going to stand in mine. It is what it is.
Ladies.
Stand
ladies.
In your truth.
Let's do better.
We got to. Because we don't have a choice. At the end of the day, these arguments and these fights and trying to control these men, where did I get you?
Nowhere.
Discord. Always upset. Always stressed out. Always with an attitude.
Distance between the child and the father, too, where the child really don't have a relationship with their father. And exactly. The whole time, they blaming the dad and don't even know it was mama. Mm.
Yep.
And that's what some of them be wanting. They be wanting a child to blame daddy, but baby, you created a whole nother problem within your baby. Little do you know, you think, oh, they gonna hate their daddy. No, it's bigger than hating the daddy, baby. Imagine the men that come in and out their life. You know what I'm saying? It's all connected. It all makes a difference. They deserve, I believe, even if a child's father isn't perfect, a child deserves to be able to see their child, see their father in his good and his bad, because most children, they ain't gonna judge their daddy whether they did something bad or not. They're not gonna judge him on it. They're gonna, okay, daddy, I know you didn't mean to. I still love you, daddy. But these women, no, you don't get that many chances with me. No, you ain't gonna keep breaking my heart. But them children be like, it's okay, daddy. I love you, daddy.
You're gonna keep breaking my heart like it's like, listen, he already broke your heart.
Like, this is gonna be even if you think he's gonna break your child's heart, baby, the children are forgiving. they are forgiving. And most of the time, when you be wanting the money, they don't care about no money. Buy me a toy when I get with you. But other than that, I just want to see your daddy. I just want to be with your mommy.
Quality time.
That's it. Because that's what it's about. It's the love. People, somebody told me earlier today in a coaching session, baby, love can't pay no bills. I said, well, you ain't never lied about that. But it depends on where the love coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where the love coming. Because I done seen a lot of love pay bills before, baby.
Yep.
So if you believe love can't pay your bills, of course, that's why love ain't paying your bills.
Yep.
This is good. This was good. I will definitely be back with more of this. I enjoyed this. I feel like I had another question, but I'm not sure. This went so smoothly, Angie. This, you guys, is what you call nail therapy with Angie.
Hey.
We had a little nail therapy today, you guys, while I get the do done over here, while she rescued my hand and feet. And just wanted to have a conversation with you guys about a subject that's really close to my heart, because a lot of women, I'm going to say women, don't realize that when I get close to your babies, I get close to your babies. I love on your babies. I don't want no hurt, harm, or danger to come to your babies. I've been in the positions where the hurt and harm and danger came. So I don't understand why so many women cannot stand the woman that loves your child. Be honest. It's not because of the love that I have for the child. It's because of the love that I have for that man.
Or the love that she didn't have.
Or he didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest about what it's about. Thank you, you guys. I'll be back a little later. Love you guys. Be safe out there. And stay warm, you guys. In a minute, you guys. Peace. More than one thing going on. Hey, 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 you guys. I got a couple of videos going on here, and then I have my podcast also moving. So I just want to talk to you guys today about something that's near and dear to my heart. I can't act like it's not, because it is. And it's something that I've dealt with over the years, over and over and over again. So that tells me, first and foremost, it's something to highlight in my life. But also, it tells me it's something to it. And the experience that I've gained over the years having to deal with it has become knowledge that I feel like can help some other people, because it definitely has helped me, because over time. Now, y'all, if you're looking at me and you want to listen, don't be all in my business, y'all. Just hit a message, okay? I love you guys. I'm just playing. But anywho, let's talk about healing these baby mama and baby daddy stigmas, if I said that right. But before we get into that, let's pray, because I want to make sure that everything comes across to everybody in the right way. I want to make sure, I can't control that. God knows that. Spirit, I ask you to come into this place right now as you help me bring forth this message that you have laid upon my heart. Lord knows how long it's been upon my heart to speak about these things. Lord, I ask you to help me to bring forth only the truth and the truth that I know, and that's my truth. I ask you to continue to stand with me, open the ears and the eyes and the hearts and minds of those that's listening in front of the sound of my voice. Lord, you know this word, you know this message better than anybody, because you know my heart. And I ask you to help me to speak from my heart on this subject today. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Y'all ready? Let's go. Okay. Let me breathe. Because it's a touchy subject. And it's one that I've stayed away from for a long time, hoping to not step on any toe. But at this point in my life, it's not about stepping on toes. It's about exposing some things so that the truth can be seen. And in order for people to see the truth, things have to be exposed, uncovered. One of those things, baby mama, baby daddy. For whatever reasons, they don't always get along. A lot of times it's said that it's about the kids. It's about the kids, right? Well, if it's about the kids, let's think about the kids. as mothers, mothers feel like their kids need clothes, shoes, food, all of the above. And they're not wrong. Mothers feel like they need child support. You're not wrong. Mothers feel like they need help. Mothers feel like they need love for their children, especially when they're living apart from the father, is what I'm trying to say. Fathers feel like they need support as well. Fathers feel like they need understanding. Fathers feel like they need patience and understanding. Fathers feel like they need love as well. Fathers feel like they don't get enough love or recognition. I heard that. Let's talk about the kids. Because if you can see that tree of life, you know, in my background, it's all about the kids because they are the tree. They are the roots that began these trees to keep the life of the family and the lineage going. And how we program these children, consciously or unconsciously, is important. It's important. And it's not paid enough attention to, you guys. It's about the kids, right? Let me go into a little of my own story and my own experience. I said in one of my posts on Facebook that I've been dealing with the baby mama, baby daddy thing for at least 20 years. And that's the truth, because I have. And usually, one of the things that I have come face to face with was what some would consider a bitter baby mother. And that's not totally true, because there's another way to define this word bitter. There's another way to see this word bitter. Forget the word. There's another way to view this person that is actually hurting. Don't know it, won't recognize it, can't see it, or hasn't yet put their finger on it, and maybe not awaken to what's really causing them to react and respond the way they are to the other party. Anywho, my story. Usually, it's the mother. She doesn't want this man around her kids as long as he's attached to that woman. I watched the man die in my arms with no lie. No lies told here. And the day before, matter of fact, it was still the same day for us because we had not been to sleep. Although the sun had gone down and come back up. Because I watched this man with tears in his eyes and rolled down his cheek, and he wasn't one to cry, but rolled down his cheek because he could not see his daughter, because this woman refused to let him have any contact with his child other than what she allowed, when she allowed it. And the day before he passed away, he hadn't seen his child in about 4 months, I think. And this was probably about 18 or 19 years ago. That was hurtful to watch, because he only wanted to spend time with his child and live his life the way he chose to live his life, not the way she felt he should be living his life. And a lot of times, people don't understand when you try to control, or when you try to tell a person how they should be living their life, rather than give them options and let them choose on their own, that's trying to control or manipulate. Now, that was just then. Over time, I have watched this happen over and over and over again. And it's time to get to the bottom of why this is happening. Not just in my life, because with it happening in my life over these years, I feel like it has made me an advocate, not for just bonus parents, but for the children. And of course, for the fathers. Because, you know, mothers want understanding to what they're growing through
with raising a child on their own, with not having any extra financial help from the fathers, or as consistent as it should be, and that is totally understood, but you cannot or you should not be using the children as a pawn, as a barrier, as a tool, as a weapon to control them, to manipulate them, to get what you want from them, to manipulate them. Because you're not just affecting the father, you're affecting the children that are asking for the fathers too. Or for some that don't know nothing about the father, for whoever that's for. No wrong is wrong, but two wrongs don't make a right, you know. I've watched children, because I know as adults, we all are imperfect. Ain't none of us perfect. And we all are growing through things where, we trip, we fall, we make mistakes. Ain't none of us perfect. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the children, they're innocent. They don't know nothing about no money. They don't know nothing about no bills. They don't know nothing about no deadbeat, whether that be mother or father, because they come in both sexes. They don't know that. All they know is they want the love of that parent, and they want that parent, however they come. So in their eyes, that parent is still innocent. It is not a parent's place, and it's in the Bible. It is not a parent's place to manipulate that child's vision, a view of that parent, of that child. I mean, manipulate that child's view of that parent. That is not your place. And in more ways than one, I've watched mothers do this. It's wrong. I've watched mothers that don't like the fact that a man has moved on with his life and you don't like the woman. That is not your business. That is not your business. I understand if when it comes to the point of your child is being affected, but your child is only being affected when you are emotionally invested. Because if your child is being affected where your child is in danger, your child is being hurt, or, you know, things of that nature, then that's different. Not based on opinion, but based on actual facts. That's different. I'm a child that grew up without a father. I didn't meet my father till I was 30 years old. And even to this day, we still struggle to work on our relationships. And and it's not about blame, but I'm just speaking on what happened. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm talking about the fact that he and I still have issues to this day. And I'm 40 years old. And we didn't meet till I was 30. And I grew up without him. And my mother had a story. My father had a story. And then I had my story. My truth. And then I took, you know, in my mind, I took these stories and I kind of put them all together, put one and two and three together, you know. and I'm seeing it for what it is. People are human. People grow different ways, apart sometimes. People are set in mindsets. People have to need room to change and to make mistakes. And that was, when I was younger, that was one thing I didn't get much of, room to make mistakes. So I didn't know what it was to get it wrong until later on in life. And I remember hearing at the age of 16, if you don't get out now, there are things that you need to make, there are mistakes that you need to make now and not later. And if you make them later, it's going to be more detrimental. I didn't know what the heck that meant. I hardly can right now repeat it to you, but I heard it. I know what I heard because it sent me into a frizzy. I was trying to find myself. I was trying to see who I was, where I was. I heard what my mom said about me. I heard her explain who I was, and I really couldn't see who I was. You know what I'm saying? I was looking at my mom's side of the family, and I was, you know, you're at an age where you know, mind you, children grow up, and this was me when I was in my teens. So imagine now how quick our kids are growing. They're coming to the certain senses a little earlier than what parents are expecting, because that's what happened with me. It was quicker than I expected. I didn't know what this meant, but this is what was happening and playing out in my life. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out who I am, which way to go. And I hear my mama say, you know, it seemed like I kind of stick out from the rest of my family. I stick out for like a sore thumb. And, you know, they say I look like my mama. I see it, but I don't, you know, I seen a picture of my dad and I saw a lot of me. I wonder what he act like. You know, I'm a teen now, so I'm giving my mama a little trouble because I'm growing through some things. So I hear my mama say, I don't know why you act like that. I don't know where you get that from. I didn't teach you that. And she might be right. So I'm trying to figure out what is she talking about? What is it? Why am I so different from everything and my brother and everybody else? I feel different. I see the difference. I see the difference in school. But the children in school didn't treat me any better because I kind of sort of didn't know any better of myself. So again, you know, I'm trying to figure out who I am without this father. Now I wanted my father way before my mother had the words to explain to me about this daddy thing, you know. So I'm looking for daddy. I'm looking for me, but I'm looking for dad. I'm looking for daddy looking for me, if it makes sense to anybody. I'm looking for daddy, looking for me, trying to figure out who am I? Why am I so different? What is it for me? Why am I still here? Why ain't these suicide attempts that I've tried not work? What is up, Lord? A child without a father, a child without the other part of her so she can have a better understanding who she is. So, there were certain mistakes and things and choices that I made in life that were mistakes then, but now they were, you know, to now I see them as stepping stones. You know, I see them as opportunities that were laid before me to get ahead, for me to figure it out, because it was just certain things that my mother couldn't teach me because she didn't know, you know. It was certain things she didn't know to teach me because she couldn't even understand why I'm growing so fast. Why I'm saying all of this? Because this still attached to the father-daughter and mother relationships that are missing. There are so many fathers that are not in the homes that deserve to be with their daughters and their sons. When I say not in the homes, I mean the children are their homes. If a dad ain't got nowhere to live, how you think he gonna supply for a kid? How you think he gonna help and feed a child? Not to say he doesn't deserve to be a father. What I'm saying is, if you know that he doesn't have a job right now and you know that he's not on his feet right now, why are you constantly calling him, telling him, what the money? Is that going to make the money come in faster? Or is it just going to agitate the situation? What are we actually trying to get accomplished? I understand. He understands. He knows that you need the money. And he up under pressure just like you want him to be under pressure. He's under it. He feeling it. But because, I don't even know if I should say that. Because you're in a bad place right now, I'm going to say it. You bringing the axe down on him and you want him to feel it just like you feel it. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest, people. But again, even if you get your money and things go back to normal, and then he can call the child and talk to the child anytime he want. I'm going to talk to y'all about that in a minute because I heard it to the bonus parents. He can call the child and talk to the child however he want and things go back to normal, and then, you know, we good again, right? Until what? The next missed payment, the next missed inconsistent call, the next miss, you said you was coming and you didn't. What them shoes I asked you for? What that daycare that was supposed to come outside of what I asked you for? You know what I'm saying? Is that how we're gonna do it? Is that what we want to teach our children? Because is it really about the children at that point? Because I really kind of feel like at this point, it's not about the children anymore. You want him to feel your agitation and your late nights ups and your not getting much sleep and you're tired just, and he should be just as tired, right? Right? Say it. But if you don't say it, you're hiding it and cloaking it with, you can't talk to her. Now you can't talk to her. Who you with right now? That's not your business. Whomever he choose to be with, if that person is not bringing any danger to your child, honestly, that is not your business. Why is it so hard for a mother to allow another woman to love her child out of her presence? Why is that a hard thing? Why is it so hard for a mother to allow another woman to love on her child when she's not around, to watch after her child as if she was still there? Why is that a bad thing? Why do we have mothers so invested in their children? And you're not wrong. Let me make sure I say this right. Why are you so invested in your child that you so invested in your child's father? Maybe that's what it is. That you so connected to the woman or whomever he's dealing with, if it's not bringing any harm to you and yours. It's different if that woman he was stressing him out with stressing your child out and stressing you out. But if she's actually making him happy, why is that a problem? Because that's when I feel like it's no longer about the child. It's about the daddy or the mama then. I understand a lot of people don't want nobody else, you know, raising their children. I get that. But once you step away from that person, that's no longer your place. That's no longer your business. That's no longer your call. It's not. And a lot of people have been stepping out of place. Now, let me go and speak over here to the bonus parent because I hear it. Let me speak about these bonus parents because I hear it, because I have been a bonus parent for years. And anybody that knows me know I love some children. And I haven't given birth to any, but everybody knows I love children. Yours, mine, theirs, ours, because they mine too. They are. I've raised many children. I love all children. The ones I haven't given birth to, the one I've lost, the one that is coming. I love children. And any person that I deal with, if they have children, I feel like it's my duty to love on those children. Because a lot of us have things that we're still dealing with that are carried down to your children that you don't even realize is being carried down. And it just so happened me, the gifted queen that I am, that I can see beyond the natural eye, can see some of these things that are being carried down, and God puts it in my spirit to just love on this baby. Let me love on this baby in the midst of your mom and daddy growing through some things. I ain't trying to take nobody's baby. I ain't never wanted to take nobody's baby. I just wanted to love them, and I'm going to continue to love them. As a bonus parent, I'm going to say as a bonus mother, and the spouse, and the girlfriend, and the wife, the woman, whoever you want to call me, to a man with a child. Just to be honest, speaking from my heart, whether you're a baby mama or a mother of a child to the man that I'm with, if I see that you are manipulating him, using him, dragging him, abusing him, torturing him, baby, I'm going to tell him. It's up to him to listen. I'm going to tell him. Some people might feel like that's not my place, but I'm going to tell him. Why? Because anybody that comes into my life, it is my duty to be of service to this person, whether we work out or not. I don't just do people wrong. If a person comes to, I'm sorry, no, I'm not. The woman that I am, if a person comes into my life and step into my life, whether we friends or whatever, baby, I'm more than likely here to teach you something. You got something to teach me. So I'm open. I'm all ears and eyes. I'm listening and watching. So we're going to help each other grow. Because if we can't, then somebody got to go. So I know my place. I know my place. I don't need nobody to tell me my place. I know my place. So if I see a man being abused, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to warn him. I'm going to hip him to game. I'm going to put him up on game. I'm going to let him know what's up and how to heal. Because from what I've seen, a lot of men have been tortured. A lot of men have been going through pretty hell just wanting to be with their children and have a mother that's standing in the way like, you got to come through me first. Because she is protecting her children at all costs. And baby, you're not wrong, but I'm going to protect what's near and dear to me as well. I'm going to protect what's near and dear to me as well. Because anybody that's with me, baby, we're trying to grow together. We're trying to build things together. We can't build and grow together if you're stressing him out, sweetheart. So I'm going to teach him how to deal with you. I'm going to teach him how to teach you some things. I'm going to teach him how to heal himself. I'm going to teach him how to heal you guys. And if he can't help you and him get on one accord, he's going to grow. Because if he can't grow, then he got to go from around me. Because if he's going to continue to be tortured and all of those other things that I watched a lot of men grow through while he's with me, while dealing with you, because you're still in your toxic ways, he can stay where he at, because I'm going to move on. I'm no longer carrying those burdens for nobody. I did my part. I did all I was, matter of fact, I did more than I was supposed to do and not even know it. And I'm okay with that. But I'm just here to say I am an advocate for the children, first and foremost. I am an advocate for the children because they're here. They didn't choose to be here. Matter of fact, and I speak from my heart when I say this, I have it to help these babies. I have it to help these fathers grow. I have it to help these mothers grow. I have it to help a lot of us grow. It's through my experience that God has taught me, you know, a lot of what I'm here for, my purpose, and I'm standing in it. And I don't mind helping others, and I'm going to say that now. I don't mind, you know, I am, that's what I do. That's what I do, and I love it. It makes my heart grow, and I love helping people. That's my purpose. That's what I'm passionate about. People ask, you know, you see me do a lot of things, because soon you're going to see me call myself the kitchen witch, because I am. I have a multitude of recipes to help people help themselves heal. I have a multitude of experience out here in this world that I'm ready to share with everybody else, hoping and praying that, baby, hoping, let me see what's in my pot. Let me see what's in my witch's brew that can help you. That's what I'm here for. So if you're a father that needs some help to learn how to maneuver things and maneuver through this process of growing with your baby mama, reach out to me. I'm ready to help you as long as you're ready to grow through it. I'm not here to play no games with anybody. It's time for us all to grow and step into this higher calling that we're all supposed to be working into, walking into. I love you guys. I hope I said all I needed to. I'm pretty sure I got more because I took plenty of notes. Not to say that I had to because I've been doing this for a while. Anybody got any questions? Anybody got something they want to say? I've seen people on and off, you know. I'm here to help us all heal, you guys, because ain't none of us perfect. Ain't none of us perfect. It's Saturday. I'm working from home. I got a lot of things to do, but I just had to stop what I was doing and speak on this for a minute because this is something I've been speaking on for a while behind closed doors. Not really on my platform, but I'm here to do it more on my platform. My little toes might get stepped on, but it's okay. It's okay, baby. It's all good. It's all love. You hear me? Some people might get hurt. It's all love, baby. It's going to hurt to heal. It's going to hurt to heal. I promise you. Healing hurts. It ain't going to kill you. I promise you. But it's time to face your truths of why you are the way you are. Is it really about the kids? If it's about the kids, let the kids live. Let them be with these fathers. Let them have, especially what you didn't. If you grew up without a father and you know what it is to grow up with a father, why would you want your baby to not have their father as often as they can, as quick as people are leaving this world? As quick as people are leaving. Why would you want your child to experience what you experienced, knowingly or unknowingly? Because a lot of people don't realize your actions, your response, your reactions is what is causing certain things to carry out in your child's life, and you don't even know it because you're not paying attention. You're not conscious. All you're focusing on is your own emotions, your own feelings. What are those feelings and emotions about? What's up? What are they really about? What is it connected to? Is it the father? Do you want him? If you want him, tell him. If you feel like y'all still belong together, tell him. If you feel like y'all still got a chance, tell him. If you want her, tell her. If you see a family and she don't let her go. You cannot make anybody see you what you see. Because if y'all not seeing the same thing, then y'all obviously not on one accord. So at some point, it's time to just allow what was be, and step into to what is. Step into what is. I love you guys. I think that's it. I'll be back a little later. In a minute, you guys. Y'all, let me know what you think about this word. Let me know. Give me some responses. I got YouTube over here. I got Facebook over here. I got my podcast, Anchor, and Spotify, and Apple right here. So you guys, let me know. Respond to me. I like to talk back. All right? In a minute, you guys. Peace.